BFBS. Your stories. Phoenix Station, Cyprus.
The sporting achievements of servicemen and women from the Joint Service Signals Unit have been celebrated at Phoenix's annual Sportsman of the Year event. The dinner and awards ceremony was held at the station's Sports and Social Club last Friday evening. Sportsmen and women from all three services gathered to represent sports including rugby, golf, football, netball, running and orienteering. The commanding officer of JSSU, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Worden, was there to present the awards.
Tonight's about recognising all the guys who put in such a huge amount of time and effort into sport and clubs around Phoenix Station, and also to identify who we believe is the most worthy person to get the Phoenix Sports Person of the Year award.
Three awards were given for Sportsman of the Year in third, second and first place. Leading physical trainer Mark Feary was thrilled to be awarded runner-up.
Absolutely gobsmacked. I'm chuffed a bit, really. Obviously, there's a lot of great sportsmen, coaches, people do a lot for the unit, and to be voted as second is brilliant.
Mark's award came as a result of the work he's done with youngsters in Phoenix. A keen footballer himself, he's organised numerous football training sessions and half-term sports weeks. But Mark says he's not the only one to make a sporting contribution to the Phoenix community.
A lot of the wives, obviously, especially the netball, and obviously civilians, mainly with the rugby team, really. So, yeah, they make a major part for all of our teams.
But the night was all about the winner, and with by far more nominations than anyone else, first place went to Lance Corporal Steve Morton of the RAF Regiment. After presenting the winner with his award, David Worden paid tribute to the newly appointed Sportsman of the Year.
He's a triathlete, so he gets the benefit of swimming and running and cycling. And he's just completed his first Ironman over in Lanzarote, which is renowned as the hardest Ironman in the world. But he also puts so much back into the community here. And one of the key things he does is he runs kiddie swimming, which is a really important thing out here for safety. He's such a popular member of the community here. That should be recognised.
Modest in his achievements, Steve Morton said he felt humbled even to have been nominated for the award.
Pretty amazed, actually. I never knew I was even nominated until a couple of days ago out in Lanzarote when Sergeant Lemon told me he'd nominated me. To win the accolade amongst the other sportsmen was fantastic, especially amongst other personalities who've done a lot this year.
As well as completing his first Ironman, in the past year Steve's done two marathons, a couple of half marathons, the Cyprus International 4-Day Challenge, the Cyprus Cycle Challenge and a charity triathlon for Help for Heroes. But he's got no plans to stop anytime soon.
I'd like to get recognised in the RAF Triathlon Association and hopefully represent the RAF. Whether or not that happens, it's yet to be seen, but I'll definitely carry it on a personal level, hoping to complete the outlaw Ironman District triathlon in 8 weeks' time. Nottingham in England, so a bit changed from Lanzarote, but hopefully successful.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Phoenix.
Your stories. BFBS.